Commissioners used a hot, sunny day to ask for support on the creation of a state water implementation fund.
The time to address our state water problems is now, before the faucets run dry.
State Rep. Ruth Jones McClendon joined her House colleagues and county commissioners in urging voters to vote in favor for Proposition 6. The proposition is an amendment to the Texas Constitution that would take $2 billion from the state's rainy day fund and place it into the Water Implementation Bank. Calvin Finch, director of the Texas Water Resources Institute, says the funds would then be loaned to cities and authorities who are creating projects to treat brackish water or reuse wastewater, for instance.
And there's more than 500 of those projects that are listed in the state water plan. And that's the projects that are going to get funded.
The amendment does not call for any additional money from taxpayers. State Representative Mike Villarreal says the funds will be replenishing under the current model.
We call it a revolving loan fund. So after one set of public local governments take out a loan, as they pay it back, the money flows out to a new set.
Under most amendment elections, voter turnout is typically very low. Judge Nelson Wolves says county estimates predict a 7% voter turnout.
That means 93% of the people either don't care or they're too lazy to go out to vote. They need to care. If they care about having a glass of water, if they care about their job, they'd like to keep a little bit of a green lawn, then they ought to get out and vote.
Election Day is November 5th. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.